Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. Today's show, the NBA super teams are financial kryptonite. When LeBron James revealed his cringeworthy the decision back in July 2010, remember that, where he decided to take his NBA talents to Miami to join the Heat stars Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, the basketball pundits gasped at how putting three superstars on the same team would likely ruin the NBA forever. Fast forward to March 2022, and we now find a couple of these so-called super teams super struggling to even make the NBA's expanded playoffs. LeBron James remains a constant in this business of trying to put three top players on the roster in the hopes that they can carry the remainder of the team to an NBA championship. His Miami Heat team eventually did win two NBA championships in 2012 and 2013. James then returned to his home city of Cleveland in 2014 and ultimately orchestrated the formation of a younger super team with former Duke guard Kyrie Irving and forward Kevin Love. The 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers team won an NBA title too. And then in the third act of attempting to create yet another so-called super team around him, LeBron James moved west and joined the Los Angeles Lakers beginning in 2017. He was able to convince Lakers management to make a trade to obtain New Orleans Pelicans big man Anthony Davis on board for the 2019-2020 season. And along with young forward Kyle Kuzma, the Lakers won the infamous 2020 NBA Bubble World Championship trophy as the entire playoffs were played in Orlando's Walt Disney World complex due to concerns about COVID-19. Now, though this type of team rebuilding may have worked well for at least one person, namely LeBron James, the rest of the NBA teams simply have not been as successful in trying that same model. The Oklahoma City Thunder came close to winning the NBA title back in 2012 with the combination of young stars Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. That team would ultimately lose to, yes, you guessed it, LeBron James' Miami Heat trio of stars. The terrific but very expensive trio evaporated as James Harden was traded to Houston in 2013 and Kevin Durant opted for Golden State in 2016. Speaking of Golden State, the Warriors' addition of Kevin Durant gave that team three highly paid stars as he joined guards Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. The Warriors did win the NBA title in 2017 and 18 as this trio, along with playmaking big man Draymond Green, dominated the NBA. However, injuries to all three players in the ensuing years have kept the Warriors from extending their championship winning streak. Other NBA teams have also tried a variation of creating these so-called super teams as well. After acquiring James Harden from Oklahoma City, the Houston Rockets spent a lot of money on expensive free agents to partner with James Harden in an effort to win Houston's first NBA title since 1995. Remember center Dwight Howard, 2013 to 2016, point guard Chris Paul, 2017 to 2019, and former Oklahoma City teammate of Harden's Russell Westbrook, 2019 to 20, were among the expensive acquisitions made by the Houston Rockets in order to assemble a championship roster. Though the Rockets came close on a few occasions, they never made it into the NBA Finals when James Harden was playing ball in H-Town. Over on the East Coast, the Brooklyn Nets have been trying to create their own super team too since 2019 after acquiring guard Kyrie Irving from the Boston Celtics and signing the injured Kevin Durant away from Golden State. Durant would sit out the entire 2019 season due to injury issues prior to returning to the court in 2020 with the Nets. Before the start of that 2020 NBA season, though, James Harden in Houston loudly announced to the Rockets management that he wanted to be traded and preferably to the Brooklyn Nets. Harden's last few months in Houston were absolutely abysmal. He put forth a half-hearted effort on the court and was ultimately benched. Then in January 2021, Harden finally received what he wanted as the Rockets shipped him to Brooklyn. And at long last, the Nets finally secured their trio of stars to chase the team's first championship since coming into the NBA. For their part, the Rockets received a series of Brooklyn's first-round draft picks in 2022, 24, 26, and 28. Last season in their first together, the Brooklyn Nets super team lost in the second round of the NBA playoffs to eventual champion Milwaukee in seven games. As the 2022 NBA season began last fall, the sports media installed the Brooklyn Nets super team of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden as the absolute favorite to win the championship this year. The second most popular pick to win it all? The Los Angeles Lakers super team, with an aging LeBron James, an aging Russell Westbrook, and center Anthony Davis expected to make it to the NBA Finals once again. Today, though, both of those super teams are mired in ninth place in their respective conferences and are on the verge of missing the NBA playoffs altogether. The Brooklyn Nets, who finally realized that only one basketball was available to be shot by their three superstars, recently traded James Harden away last month. In return, the Nets received the pouting, petulant, mentally fragile Ben Simmons from Philadelphia. Simmons, who hasn't suited up on the court a single time this season after demanding a trade out of Philly, still hasn't played a game in Brooklyn since the February trade. The 6'10" Simmons, who steadfastly refuses to dedicate himself enough to learn how to accurately shoot a basketball free throw or a similar length shot, had become a boat anchor in the NBA playoffs for Philadelphia last year as the teams sagged away and dared him to shoot. The strategy worked. After the Sixers were bounced out of the playoffs, Simmons then pouted about being booed in Philadelphia. Hey, Ben, who hasn't?
Yes!
And said that he would never play another game as a member of the team. Aww. It took more than one half of this year to find an NBA team willing to make that kind of a deal and take the overpaid Simmons off their hands. Yes, it's the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets super team needed a player who was not willing to shoot the basketball. Simmons will become the team's designated passer, and at $33 million per year, a very expensive passer once he gets himself mentally ready to play ball again, and he's yet to suit up for the Nets since that trade was consummated February 10, 2022. Meanwhile, out west in Los Angeles, LeBron James pushed very hard to obtain guard Russell Westbrook and his $44 million contract. Westbrook finally joined the Lakers in order to help LeBron try to grab his fifth NBA championship ring this year. In theory, the Lakers' trio of a guard in Westbrook, a forward in LeBron James, and a center in Anthony Davis seems like a formidable group. Unfortunately, Russell Westbrook's skills have gradually diminished over the last few seasons, as the hard-charging guard now requires a few more shots every game to get his points. This season with the Lakers, Westbrook is scoring a career-low 18 points per game, behind LeBron's 29 and Anthony Davis's 23, and he's turning the ball over about four times per game, too. With Los Angeles currently sitting in ninth place in the NBA's Western Conference, the Lakers legend Magic Johnson recently said that he was tired of hearing all of the team's excuses and, quote, the Russell Westbrook trade will be the worst in history if this year's team fails to make the NBA playoffs. Ouch. But you know, Magic Johnson makes a great point. The Lakers' trio of players carries a very hefty price tag. The team's entire payroll is $149 million this year, but Westbrook is paid $44 million, LeBron James $41 million, and Anthony Davis $35 million to comprise, yes, $120 million or 80.5% of the entire 15-man Lakers roster. That's right, the other 12 members of the Lakers earn an average of just $2.41 million this year. Over in the Eastern Conference of the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets are in a similar predicament today. Their newest super trio of Kevin Durant, $41 million a year, Kyrie Irving at $35 million, and Ben Simmons, $33 million, accounts for $110 million, or 69% of the team's $159 million payroll for this year. The other dozen Nets players split the remaining $49 million to the tune of about $4.5 million apiece. Basketball is and always will be a team game. If you were a successful college basketball player in your own right, and you're now playing for an NBA team which pays its top three players the vast majority of your payroll, it takes a true professional to practice and play just as hard for about 10% of what your top three players are earning. There's no question that LeBron James has personally benefited from this unique experiment of putting three highly paid stars on the same team. The majority of the other NBA teams which may have tried some form of this idea have not fared as well. This year's dismal showings by the fading Los Angeles Lakers and the sleepwalking Brooklyn Nets may be signaling the coming end to this very expensive NBA experiment soon. I say good riddance. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Give it all you got, take your very best shot, and may the best team win. The time is now, the name of the game is action. They're on the floor and they're ready to score, so let the game begin. And let's see how the ball's gonna fly.